Dreamscape presents The Blood of My Mother by Rocky Hill, narrated by Adenrale Ojo. For my grandmother Nina, who always wanted to go home. Chapter 1. 1827. Leaving America. We sailed out from the port of New Orleans with pale gray clouds overhead, but by the time we reached the godforsaken Mexican Gulf, a storm was churning across the marshy river mouth, so racked and fierce the bellowing skies had turned to black. Along the horizon line, a seam of green light glowed through the dark like the devil incarnate, and the torrent pushed into our little cabin, covering us all with the smell of iron and brine and blood. Captain forced us toward the nearest island, our ship rising up the waves into the lightning, high on a crest and then hurtling down the trough. And each time we dropped, every nail and copper sheath holding the hull together screamed through the rain. My father and uncle ran up deck to fight those demon winds with the crew, while the needles of hail cracked across the planks above our heads. I crouched on a sour sodden mat, praying hard for forgiveness or mercy or whatever words might save our family on this fool's journey to our promised land. The dock's jars of writhing river leeches tossed wildly across the floor where they had tumbled, and my older sister Lou pressed me close, shouting, "By tomorrow evening, we'll be at our new home, Eliza." She was only 8 years old, her beautiful blonde hair drenched, her eyes gone cold with fear, and I knew she did not believe her own words. We found safe harbor at the island bay to wait out the storm, and near to dusk, the wind did begin to steal. I could hear a lone piper over the softening rain, a mariner in the hold breathing out a weasel of a sad tune. Slowly, then, the clouds parted to make way for the clean indigo night, and through the darkness, we heard the captain call out fit and fair. At his shout, the tars jumped from their dice games. Pulling hard at the lines, they lifted the duck cloth tight and high, and finally set our little gaff schooner on down to the sea. I sank into sleep below deck, dreaming of some Texas beach far from any
Sample complete. Ready to continue?